gonna be rock. This is a rock song.
Nice.
I mean, I wanted my goal. I don't know if this is gonna happen. It sounds like Brady Blade's gonna make it happen. My goal is to get a completely live version of this, so where everybody's input is live, and that we just, it's not one of the songs that we're gonna like work on and craft and like produce in a certain way. We're just gonna like get it. That's what the goal is. We'll see what happens.
Oh, transitions.
Yeah, that's where it's weird.
So they did.
Pink.
You hear that back?
Yeah, just backed up just a little bit.
Can we try me singing Out There with the Drums on 57 with my mandolin plugged in?
Yeah.
And then we can reamp my mandolin through like a Princeton or something.
Yep.
Or I could take it direct and it'll be in the room with hers, so that's not so good.
I'll hear it enough.
Okay, great.
I don't need to hear it. I don't need to hear myself. I'll hear enough.
Okay.
I'm gonna just try it. If it's a disaster, we'll know within 1 second. Five seconds, ten seconds.
We have all those. Yeah. We have so many seconds.
Rolling.
Yes, sir.
They called you the rise of the Black Messiah, like so many boys before you. And there'll be more to follow, threatening, hard to swallow. A plantation they called Angola. Prison, a penitentiary in Louisiana called Angola, and it had been a plantation, and then it became a prison, and it was sort of run on the like a plantation model. And in the early 70s, these three black men, well, they were young men at the time, very young, were arrested, and I think it was New Orleans or around that area, and they were thrown into jail, and they ended up in Angola, and they were like all three kind of working on organizing the prisons for better conditions, because Angola was known as being extremely cruel and inhumane. A prison guard was murdered and they were framed for the murder. I believe they were framed. And these guys were thrown into solitary confinement and remained there from that point on, which was like, at the time Herman wrote me a letter, was about 35 years at that point. He was writing musicians and artists and people in the world to say, will you talk about this and bring attention to it? And one of the things he said in the letter was, when this happened and we were thrown into solitary and we were like, and the Black Panthers within the prison system were sort of tamped down, they said that they needed to prevent the rise of the Black Messiah, the CIA and the FBI.
Which one do you think?
I think that's a better ending, but I think the other take on the whole is better.
Do you want to know what I think?
Yeah, I do.
I think I like the back three blobs of this one. I think I like, what's the verse with Angola? I like Angola on the other one. I like verse 1-4 of the other one and the bridge out of this.
What about the beginning, though, of this one is a little bit more, the mandolin's a little bit more in tune, and it might sound, I mean, we could...
I don't mind the verse one. It's by the time you get to verse three, I need more energy that this one doesn't give me.
This one has a better bridge, though.
Okay.
Your great-granddaddy, which is right around the Angola
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, I like the bridge of this one.
Hmm.
My
we can't cut back and forth, though, so we might just have to, like, back and forth and back and forth. I mean, we could, but it would...
You don't think it'd work?
I just would. But this song, it's just an emotional thing. I just wanted to pick one performance. I know that we can do a bunch of different things, but it's just like it's a different animal than everything else on the record for me.
Mm-hmm.
I just wanted to pick like a complete thought.
Yep, for sure.
But if you want to compromise, why don't we put the ending on the other one? Because I know you like this ending better. And I can be sold on that for sure.
Oh,
I think you're.
Yeah,
gonna rise. I think you're on the first gonna. Oh, you're on the second gonna rise.
Try that.
I know it's rough. Rise. Yeah, he's gonna rise.
The bass might need a...
That sounds pretty damn good.
Yeah, how the fuck did he do that?
That's great.
I'll take it.
Seamless.
Let me see if I can...
I can let go of my spiritual idea for that.
There's a lot of spirit in there, though.
No, it's worth it. It's worth it for that moment. I loved that moment.
Yeah. He's
gonna rise. Taking
yeah,
the full circle.
With,
we made a mistake and it worked.